Yeah, definitely. Just like every week we come in, we want to stop the run. You look at putting the emphasis on not giving up big plays, just because you can play a great game and be 0-0 with 10 seconds left and you give up one big play and you lose. So I think it's important that we just continue to, you know, be focused on the fundamentals. That's blocking, tackling, communication, and reading your keys. And once you can do that, you know, you give yourself an opportunity to be successful. And so if we can go down there and execute the game plan properly, then, you know, we give ourselves a chance. But it starts today. Well, actually, it already started because guys have already been able to watch film. And so today is a continuation, and hopefully we can get a good weekend.
Do you have to put special emphasis on him as you prepare this week?
Well, I don't think you can focus everything just solely on him. I think they have Pro Bowl caliber players across the board. And so I think you go in trying to take one thing away. It's sort of like picking your poison. So I think it's important to have all 11 guys on defense focused on doing their job. And once you get your job done, you know, give second effort and hustle to help out the guy that's at the point of attack. Because in the passing game, like I said, if the play breaks down or the guy that they're going to is covered, he can easily go to another guy. In the running game, you know, Jones and Barber, they can pretty much take the ball anywhere they want to. And it's going to be important that we get 11 guys, 11 hats to the ball. Man, I've said it before. I wish everybody in the league would lose. So, you know, if we win all our games and everybody else loses, then that's the only time I'd be happy. But I think it was exciting to see a good game. I think Buffalo, you know, they made a lot of plays. Dallas made a lot of plays. And in the end, it comes down to execution. And it could be that last 10 seconds of the game where you don't execute properly, or as in the guy that kicked the field goal. You know, it took, you know, 2 seconds to kick that ball. You know, that's what you want as a player. That's what you want your teammates to do. That's what the coaches want you to do as a player. And they came through and got the victory. It's not going to change anything that we can do. You know, all we can do is go out and, you know, practice this week and prepare ourselves and put ourselves in a position where we can, you know, when we get an opportunity, we can come up with those plays.
Did bad rap for Mike Vrabel, you think the Cleveland players calling dirty?
I don't know. I mean, that's their opinion. Whatever they want to say is what they want to say. The game's over. If they feel like that is a situation that they want to call Mike bad or good, it's not going to change Mike. I think he's going to be who he is. I think he's been playing long enough. And, you know, I'm glad to have him as my teammate.
They're the second highest scoring offense in the NFL. How good are
they? I think they're pretty good. Obviously, like you said, their stats and their numbers speak for themselves. But, again, it's a tough challenge. And across the board, it's going to be up to us to go out there and slow that high-potent offense down. And so we've never been a team to back down. I think we're just going to try to go out and, you know, fundamentally go out and try to get the game plan down, like I said earlier. And, you know, if we can get comfortable in that, then we go out, execute, and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. And hopefully at the end of the day, you know, we're on top.
No, it's the approach is always the same, one game at a time, one week at a time. You know, it's a little different feel this week just because of the caliber of the opponent and, you know,
Each and every week you face an opponent that can – do what they want to do. You face a rusher that can rush for 1,000 yards. You face a receiver that can catch 100 balls for 1,000 yards. You know, quarterback that's capable of offensive line. So each and every week, I think if you go out there and prepare yourself as if it's the only week, which is how we try to do things, then you know, you're better suited and better prepared to go out there and be, you know, successful in what, you know, you set out to do. When you don't do that, that's where you get surprises. That's when you get a situation where you can't handle. And I think the combination of our coaching staff putting the game plans together, the guys committing themselves to prepare themselves in the weight room, on the field, on the practice field, and then committing themselves to going out and doing it in the game has resulted in where we are right now. That's not going to help us, you know, what we've done, but, you know, we try to keep working hard and hope we can get it done.